Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Good morning, my co-host, Coach Cassandra. How are you doing today?
Oh, my God, Coach Lalisa, I am awesome. I am ready to take a radical leap. I have been so empowered last night. Folks, we had an awesome, awesome Power of Your Possibilities teleshow. I'm telling you, I am on fire. I've gone to another level. I can feel it. I feel like I've gotten the stamp of approval from God because we are forging forward. Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Mary Conchich, she has some wonderful things to say. She's one of our speakers, and, you know, she talked about, you know, getting out of complacency, and, you know, she said she felt like she had been stuck, and she had to move forward. She was a cancer survivor. Ooh, that's your former professor, right? Wow.
That's correct. That's how I met her. Yes. I was her student, and I looked at her back in 2000 and back somewhere around 2002, and I said to her, I said to myself, I want to do that. I want to be like that. And that's what I said. That's what I want to do. A leadership, because she was a leadership coach and trainer back then, and working for AT&T and other big companies doing corporate training. So every professor I had that did corporate training, I would attach myself to, I want to be like that. And I would study not only the textbook or whatever the subject was, I would also study them. And sure enough, that's what I'm doing today. So, you know, young people, it's very important to when you're around people and that you find that thing that you love doing. So, yes, that was my professor at Fairleigh Dickinson. Awesome.
Wow.
I love.
And you know what, folks? Whatever you want to become, that's what you need to emulate. That's what you want to be around. Listen, if you're around people that are cussing all the time, drinking, smoking, acting crazy, and you know that's not you, get away from that crowd. You know, we say on this program all about entrepreneurs, power up and kick it, baby. Kick everything away from you that is not conducive to you having the kind of life that you want to have. We are creating our lives with each and every decision you make. Absolutely. You are becoming that person. So do you like what you see in the mirror? Do you like what you're becoming? Wow. When I wanted to become a coach, I started hanging out with coaches. When I wanted to become a public speaker, I started hanging out with public speakers. You are whatever you hang around. So what kind of purpose are you pregnant with? That's it, coach, right there. What are you pregnant with? You become pregnant with whatever you are allowing in your life. Every day, you're making a decision to feed that baby something healthy, something productive, or something that isn't inducive to the good nutrition of what you're carrying. Oh, yeah, you're carrying something for good or for evil, but you are carrying something, and it is a decision you make each and every day. Absolutely. Absolutely. Ooh, Coach, my gosh. We have Michael Gray on, your friend. Ooh.
Oh, my God. The yesterday's teleshow was banging. Oh, my goodness. We had Michael Gray, who is from Liberia. He talked about how he had escaped, you know, his country during a civil war, and how many of his friends that, you know, weren't able to get out, how he, when he went back, eventually when he got older, many of them had died in the war. He talked about how coming to the United States of America, no family, no one here, and how the former Congressman Donald Payne Sr. took him in, showed him the ropes, gave him an opportunity. He got his education. He's now working on a PhD in public policy and governance. This young man, Michael Gray, and he travels all over the world. He works on issues to support people. He's the head of a constituency for the now current Donald Payne Jr., who is a United States congressman, and he was the aide to his father. So they're here with the 36th congressional district, but or maybe the 10th. I'm getting my numbers mixed up, but he's with the congressional district, and he talked about how, you know, you got to get up, you got to do stuff. Don't be complacent. Don't be procrastinating. And he said that he's traveled all over the world, people, and he hangs out with heads of state, with diplomats. This, he said it on the air. He said, do not, he said, America is the best country to live in because of the opportunities here. He said the opportunities in America are like nowhere else. And I know I can say it, Coach Cassandra can say it, but it's nothing like having someone like him who has actually traveled to all these countries, met with these heads of states, had to escape a war. He could, when he said it, that should resonate with somebody. That should be a revelation. We got to wake our children up, snatch them off these corners, snatch them out the strip bars, snatch them out of the sitting on the stoop doing nothing. Get them involved in a trade school. He said, just learn a practical skill, if nothing else. Okay, you don't want to go to college. You should, back in the day, they used to make you learn a trade. Back in the day, our parents wouldn't let us sit around. You were going to learn how to sew, how to press, how to do something, how to cook. You were going to learn something, how to lay bricks, how to cut lawn. You were going to learn how to do something. And so we got to go back to that. But I love how he put it out there plain and clear. This is still with all our racism, with all our craziness, with all the stuff we got going, this is still the best country. Confirmation right there. And like Dr. Dennis Kimbrough said when we had him at our Wealth Strategy Symposium 5 years ago, he talked about it. He said, because in some countries, they cannot even afford a $4 net cover themselves so that they don't get bit by a little mosquito that carries a deadly disease. They can't even afford a $4 net, like a fish net, like a net to cover you while they sleep. So in this country, we need to take advantage of what's here. And somebody said, if you're broke, you're broke by choice, because this here in this in America. So anyway, he was talking of Donye, who's in Jamaica. Listen, people are here saying, I can't do this. I can't start my program. I don't know how to do something. And here we are each and every weekday morning for some years now on here giving out information for people free of charge. And if you don't wake up at 7 a.m. or 6 a.m. and come and get it, whose fault is that? What are you really saying? You're really saying, I don't want it bad enough. I want it, but I don't want it bad enough. to make that sacrifice. She's in Jamaica setting up her program, the very same program that she started here in the U.S. And you see, you got to go wherever you need to go and travel this world. So she was on the call, and she offered to help another young lady who called in. I'm telling you, it was going down like that last night. Back to you, Coach Cassandra.
Wow. I feel so blessed. It was such an honor to have these folks on who are going all around the world and doing what was in their heart, doing their purpose. And so that's why Coach Luis and I are up every day, every morning, because we believe in empowering. We believe that we have a message for the masses that we are taking to America by storm, believing that God wants to use us because he's shown us so many times. And so those of you that are listening, we thank you. We honor you that you are allowing God to do what he does best in your lives, and that is allowing yourself to go through the process of becoming, because none of us have arrived, okay? We are practicing perfection. We are practicing. You know, when you go to the doctor, they are practicing medicine on you. You're gonna, after all those years of schooling, but, you know, the hope is they become better and better at their craft. So that's what we're doing. We're becoming better and better at our craft, and that is, you know, inspiring, motivating. And as coaches, we always encourage people, hey, check out, we offer a 15-minute segment where we will, you know, assist you in helping you understand how coaches can pull out the best in you. You know, whatever that thing, that God-given gift, we are assisting you at becoming, going to the next level. And if you folks had a chance last night to listen on the teleshow but didn't get to make comments, go to our Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow Facebook page, Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow Facebook page. We used all the social media last night, Twitter, the Christian Network, mycsn.org with CEO David Knight. I'm telling you, we had a ball, and we are one day working on doing a YouTube, and maybe once a month on with that teleshow, we'd like to do that in the month of May. And I'm putting it out there by faith that it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Next month we're having George Frazier as our guest. We do that once a month on Tuesday, so we're looking forward to it. And without further delay, I have the awesome privilege of introducing an awesome woman of God, and her name is Prophetess Kelly Loper Turner. She was born in Chester, Pennsylvania, and she is the mother of 8 children and the grandmother of 8 grandchildren. I mean, you certainly can't tell by looking. That number 8 must be your number, woman of God. She's a graduate from Chai Institute in 2007 for phlebotomy and medical assisting. Kelly, with her husband, Martin, received their ministerial license in 2012. And like her husband, before relocating to Arkansas, she was also a member of New Life Ministries International. The woman of God is a motivator, cultivator, intercessor, and God uses her to speak prophetically into the lives of people and to see their lives change for the best, speaking life into their spirit, showing them how to unleash and unlock the warrior within. Oh, my God, I like that already. Kelly discovered the freedom in living victorious by applying the Word of God to her everyday life. Kelly suffered from sexual, emotional, and physical abuse as a child, and the pain of an emotionally wounding first marriage, drugs, gambling, addiction. She knows what it's like to live in a world where there seems to be no hope, but with God, my goodness, you're about to make me shout, with God, all things are possible. And Kelly has provided, God has provided Kelly with many opportunities to share her testimony and her life-changing story with others. She has an incredible witness of the restoration
power of Jesus Christ in her life. And she is an author, poet, and artist. Wow. She says, I love every gift God has bestowed upon me, but the one I love most is ministering the word of God. Kelly, with her husband, also volunteer at a woman's place in Cabot, Arkansas, that offers support and help to women during a critical time of life-changing decisions. So she's an inspiration and mentor to teens, women everywhere. Kelly is committed to helping people discover their gifts and purpose in order to reach their highest potential. Wow, Kelly. My gosh, wow. Woman of God, we count it an honor to have you on the show and share with us. How are you today?
I'm blessed. How about yourself this morning?
We're doing great. We're doing great. And listen, tell us how you got started on this journey. Maybe take a moment, a minute and or two, and talk about what happened to you as a child. And we're going to just go ahead and let you talk and how you ended up getting saved as a result of these things.
First of all, this is a long journey to go back. I was five, and we had, it was person, close to the family, and, it was things that will constantly happen, and me not understanding, me being a little, really a baby, you take 5 years old to the age of exactly 12, and you try to compute all of that. And when though I was going through that process, I really became hurt and abused and even really rebellious to the point of, you can't tell me anything. I don't want to hear it. I would have people compare me with other people. It's just a mental thing that grips you as a child. And as you grow, you already know that there's a call on your life. I knew when I was little that it was a call, but I never understood a call on my life. But as time went on, say about 12 years old, it had to stop because no more was I going to be the victim in this. And I never really said anything still to anyone. I just held it in all these years. And I say about the time 14, I, begin to look for love in all the wrong places. I ran away from home for a few days, and that's when I lost my virginity. And still trying to look for love, I became pregnant at the age of 15. I had my first child at the age of 16. Still not understanding who I was or whose I was. Even though I was born up and raised up in the church, even though I was taught kingdom principles, my mother's an awesome woman of God. We are very close, still have that close relationship. But it was still things I could not say until as I got older. I actually told my mother, later on in my teen years, what had happened to me. And she was such a blessing, and she believed me. Many parents out there don't believe their children when they say certain things, but I thank God for a godly mom who understood. And as that progressed, God began at 16, God began to reveal to me things and dreams and people and things that he would show me, but I ran from it because it was too much to handle. I was not ready for that assignment. To me, because of all the hurt and all the pain I've endured. But as time went on, God began to heal me, or I could say I thought it was a process of healing. But it was more or less I was submerging it. I was pushing it down so that I would not have to deal with it. So that led me into having three children. By the time I was 24, I had six children and married, and through that I was abused physically and mentally and
not understanding still what love was. And through all of that, God began to still minister to me. But I continued to run. I continued to say, I don't want to be bothered. Even though I knew it was a call on my life, I wanted to still have fun. I still wanted to do what I wanted to do. I still didn't understand as a young mom, you know, many things. You know, I would take care of my children to the best of my ability. But I thank God for my mom showing me and helping me to a point till God told her to back away. Because she had become an enabler to me, getting me out of trouble, getting me, okay, no. Holy Spirit said, I want you to back away. It's time for me to deal with her. I say about the age of 26, I finally gave myself, 1991, I finally gave myself back to God totally and completely. And through all of that, I went through a divorce around that time in October. You know, the divorce became final, and God began to show me even clearer in dreams and in visions, you know, my destiny. And as he showed me my destiny, I was still scared, but I embraced it because I knew there was much more to what he had for me to do. It has been a process. God has begun to show me dearly, you know, it's his heart. It's about the kingdom. It's about what I've called and equipped for you to do in this end time. And when I was 26, God, you know, revealed to me certain things, and I told him no, I did not want to go through another relationship because of the hurt that I have endured in the previous relationship. But then I said, Lord, not my will be done, your will be done. And God, you know, blessed me with an awesome man of God. And we, in 2000, he just said, you know, it's time to move forward. And 94, we got married. But as time progressed, I say about 2000, 2001, God began to reveal even more to me. And it was a heartbreaking time in those areas because I was still dealing with Kelly. I was still dealing with the wounds and not understanding. Even though I'm still married, you still have to be healed from past hurts. And I thank God for my husband because I say that it's funny now that I look back because I say about a month after we got married, I had his bags packed. And he said, what are you doing? I said, I don't have time to go through this. Where were you? I mean, I was badgering him. And he was only up the street getting his hair cut. You know, but because I was still wounded and because I had lost trust, God had him help me overcome my fears. And he was the first one besides my mom where I actually told my life story to, you know, being hurt, being abused. And as time went by, God began to just help us minister to each other because it was things in his life that God had to heal him from. And, you know, and I thank God for the balance. And just, you know, looking daily over my life, seeing where God brought me from and where he is still taking me, it's a humbling experience. Do I still go through? Do I still, you know, fight against certain things? Yes, I'm not going to lie to you. I still fight. I still have to keep that mindset of old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And when I keep that in my mind and God says, you were not brought on this earth to be light, but to fulfill purpose and destiny, that changed my whole perspective 5 years ago when he moved me from Pennsylvania to Arkansas, because he said, if you do not leave, you will die spiritually. And not knowing the strategy God had already placed for my husband after 20-some years being in the position of supervisory position, God said, it's time to shut down the plan. See, our plans are not God's plans. We have to line up with his plans. And he said, I want you to leave everything behind, and I want you to move. And I'm like, Lord, are you kidding me? We had six figures, both me and my husband together, to come to a place where he stripped us of everything, repoed cars. I mean, when I say he literally stripped, because he said, where I have for you to go, everything has to be removed. I'm starting you over. And I didn't understand. To this day, are we still in the process? Yes, we are. But to hear clearly and accurately is what God has said, I want you to do. And God has opened up from that, from my hurt, from my pain, so many doors that only is by his power. That's all I can say is by his power.
That is awesome, woman of God. So you have gone through so many twists and turns and trials and tribulations. You know, the word says to count it all joy. Not that it
Amen.
Is a joy, okay, but count
That's
it
right.
all joy. And he says that all things are working together for good. Now, what I want to ask you, you've been through so much. When
yes.
did you decide to get up and move out toward the things of God? Because you had fear holding you back. You had the abuse holding you back. You had a lot of good reasons why you could have sat down on your do-nothing and kept it that way. When did you decide to become in agreement with, you know, what the Word of God was telling you to do, to move forward, to get in ministry? What was the deciding factor for you to make that change?
The deciding factor is when we moved here to Arkansas in 2008. I had to have surgery on my foot because I had some bone spurs, and it just, you know, really, I would say naturally crippled me, but not spiritually. And I had a time of, it was like almost a 3 to 6 month process where I couldn't really walk, and I just had to really do a lot of bed rest. And through that time, God began to minister to me. And I said, Lord, I don't have time for foolishness. I'm tired of just playing church. I'm tired of just going by, just getting by on a prayer. And I just said, Lord, let your will be done in my life. And from that moment in 2009, throughout that whole year, God processed me. He began to minister to me. And he said, I want you to get on Facebook. I never heard of Facebook before. And he said, I want you to begin to minister, because this is your platform where you will begin. And I still never understood it. And I said, well, Lord, okay. You know, I'm not a person of eloquent speech, and I don't understand. He said, you just say what I tell you to say. You can't be worried about what people think, what people say, because it's going to begin to strip you into who I called you to be. So when I can actually say moving here, in 2008, God began the process in ministry for me.
Wow, wow. Well, we have one of the other coaches on the line, and he has a question for you. Go ahead, Coach Fred. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm sorry. I don't have a coach. I'm just enjoying and delighting in hearing what she has to say and hearing the magnificence of God and her obedience. That will be my key word for today, will be obedience, and I'm sure she's going to speak to that even more. But it's your obedience. That's all
yes.
I have to say. Listening.
Yes. The obedience is not always easy. God. Me being obedient, it's still a process. When you say being transparent, I'm being transparent. Obedience isn't as easy as people think. For the fact of the matter is when God has given you to do something, you hesitate, especially if you dealt with fear in your past, especially if you dealt with people, you being accepted by other people. That fear grips you where you're like, Lord, you want me to do what? You asking me to do what? And that's where the struggle comes in a lot for me. It's because I have to realize, God gets me a lot, and he still deals with me on this. is I can actually say that's that thorn in the side, where because of my past and because of what I've endured, I have to listen very closely and keenly to hear. And if he say don't do it, I can't. If he say do it, a lot of times I question, Lord, are you sure? But being obedient, I've noticed in my everyday life, is when I'm obedient, that's when the doors open for me to minister.
Awesome. Wow. Yes, it's absolutely through obedience. And Kelly, I know, how does it that you got became a decided to do a business expo? How did that come about?
Oh, okay. Something God told me, and this is where the obedience coming in. God told me, put this on my heart, oh, my God, years. I can actually say decades ago before I even moved here. But I was like, I wasn't well educated enough. Even though I went to school, even though, you know, I was a high school dropout, I went and got back and got my GED. I went to school to get my associate's degree. It was still a part of me where I was like, Lord, I am not capable of fulfilling this, you know, this destiny. And I say last year God told me, okay, I want you to do a conference. And I listened instead of, this is where you have to be careful when God's ministering to you, because everybody's vision isn't your vision. And I said, Lord, I can't do this. And he said, I need you to do it because only you can do this the way I want you to do it, and I need it to be done. And I basically was like, okay, Lord, give me the instruction. Well, I listened to someone else, and I tried to do it in March of this year. And I'm like, Lord, why is all the doors closed, and why is this happening? Why is this happening? And when it came close to the time, he said, now are you ready to listen? And because wasn't nobody responding, nobody was signing up the way I'm thinking. And he was like, it's not about you and what you want to do. It's about what I told you to do. I told you July. Last year, I told you July. You're not listening. He said, I want you to shut it down. Now, everything within me screamed. I said, Lord, I know I'm going to be mocked. I know I'm going to be ridiculed. He said, because you stepped out before my time. He said, now I'm going to fix it, but you have to listen clearly and accurately. So March came and shut it down, and I cried, I boo-hooed. People walked out my life. People unfriended me. And God said, but guess what? I'm removing them so I can propel you forward. And I didn't understand that. I really didn't, because I'm like, here we go again, Lord, with the rejection and with, you know, people talking. He said, but watch what I do. He said, I want you to do it this way. I want you to have it certain speakers. I'm going to start strategically placing you around people who have the same vision and have the same heart as you. And he gave me two speakers last year. Never used them for March because I knew it wasn't for March to use them. And he said, I want you to use them in July, and I'm going to add to the conference. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm listening. But because of my obedience, he said, it's going to bring unity to the body of Christ. He said, what I'm doing, I'm giving you workshops, because right now this is a season to unite the body of Christ. I need ministries. I need ministers. I need businesses who want to launch out, who want to get to know each other in the kingdom. He said, this is a kingdom setting. And I'm like, okay, Lord. He said, I want people who's not even saved yet to come. I want you to invite it to everyone, open it up. And I said, oh, God, you want me to do what? He said, it might seem scary, but I need you to do this. And now that I'm in the process of doing it, God is just opening doors. You know, he's adding to. He's, you know, providing, you know, what the wisdom and what I need and how I need to do it. And I'm like, Lord, this costs. Okay, so how you going to have me do this with not the proper resources? And he said, trust me. So ever since March, I've been trusting God, but I thank God because I'm beginning to see the response, because people are catching the vision, because this isn't my, you know, vision. This is God's vision that he's given me to fulfill and the mandate to carry out for July 17th to the 19th.
Wow. Wow. Coach LaLisa is going to ask you some questions also.
Awesome.
And give us your contact info, yes.
Oh, yes, you could go ahead and give us that contact info now. That is, I'm still processing that.
You can go to oneword ministries.com, our ministry website, and click under conference and expo. You can register on there. Everything is already up there. It will send you to the link. The link is up there for Eventbrite where you can register. God is doing some awesome things, you know, people contacting me with that information, how to be a vendor, how can I set up, you know, because I want to network. And this is a time and this is a season God is pulling the body of Christ together. And I'm just glad I'm that vessel to do it. So you can actually go to our website, like I said again, www.onewordministries. It's oneword.com.
Can you speak? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you speak? I have a feeling you're not finished yet. Can you speak more toward not feeling like in the natural and in the spiritual, not feeling like you're good enough? Because I have a feeling that you're still there a little bit. But and tell us why it's okay to feel that way and why God lets it be okay.
One reason I can actually say that spirit of fear naturally is because it will hold you back from your purpose and fulfilling the destiny God has for you. And also spiritually, that spirit of fear, it tries to come, but it actually, when I get say, Lord, I have the mind of Christ, it also shifts me into the mode of I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So it's a parallel thing in the natural and spiritual, but I've let my spirit man take the dominion over what my flesh and the natural is trying to keep me from doing.
How do you do that?
Prayer and fasting.
All right.
It takes a lot of prayer. It takes a lot of fasting and a lot of times being broken, just crying out before God, telling him how you truly feel, what you're going through, how you, you know, what it seemed to appear to be. And through that, God begins to minister to me. He begins to just telling me, I gave this to you. I gave you this assignment. Do not fear. I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. So I take that and I use it. I use what I was equipped to be used for, to bring glory to the Father.
Well, suppose I'm not a Christian or I don't know God that well, and I'm just trying to be in business and things don't seem like they're going right. What do I need to do? I mean,
okay.
It sounds like I may need to know God, but I don't know him yet. What do I need to do?
Okay. This is what I tell a lot of people. God knew you from the foundation of time. Before you was even formed in your mother's womb, he had already made mention of you. And that's what Jeremiah 1:5 say. He said, before I knew you and formed you in your womb, in the mother's womb, I made mention of you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. He appointed you, okay? When he said he's appointed you to be a prophet to nations, meaning he gave you to be a mouthpiece where you stood before God. And a lot of people look at it, oh, I don't believe in God, or I'm not, you know, in that full arena of understanding the principles of the kingdom. But each and every one of us stood before God as Jesus did and said, I will go to the earth. But before you came to the earth, God said, you're going to go through this. You're not going to understand this. You're going to be persecuted. You're not going to, you know, understand the principles of what I'm doing. But I'm depositing into you a seed that when you get to earth, you will begin to develop. You will begin to nurture what I've given you and the gifts and the talents. So when you grow and you produce like seed, God is going to show you what you know in your mind. God gifted you with whatever business he's given you and placed in your spirit from the foundation of time. It's up to you to nurture that. You have to activate what God has given you, even though you don't fully understand it. Say, Lord, give me understanding. Give me wisdom. I need your help, because God says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. And this is what God is saying. He's saying, you, I have given you this business. Now it's up to you to activate what I deposited in you from the foundation of time.
Amen. And awesome. Awesome, awesome. Well, if anyone is listening on, we thank you for tuning in, for joining with us this morning. If you have a comment or a question for our special guest today, Ms. Kelly Loper Turner, powerful, powerful testimony, her powerful website, One Word Ministries, where they have their upcoming Power Empowerment Conference. It's a three-day conference, July 17th through the 19th. Looks like a fabulous event out there in Arkansas. Awesome, awesome. Looks like we're going to be traveling the world after all. But, yes, if you have a question for Kelly, she's an author, a motivator. She's an inspirational speaker, ministers the gospel of Jesus. Her and her husband, they got 8 children and 8 grandchildren. He's also a powerful man of God called to the ministry, and they are out empowering people. And, you know, our new slogan for the radio show is building businesses for kingdom building. Did you know that, Kelly?
Yes, I've seen that. That's okay. Awesome. And that's what it's
Go
about.
Girl. Yeah. Think about that, Kelly. God wants to build the kingdom through building the people and businesses. How do you see that fitting together, even in what you and your husband are doing?
What, you know, the things that we're doing, you know, my husband's a master chef where he's, we have our catering business also. And it's, you know, it's something that God had imparted in him when he was younger, you know, but he didn't know until we moved down here. He never went to school for it. But when God called him a master chef, you people from all over the states have said, I've never tasted food like this before. But with this, we pray. And the ministry that God's given to us and everything that we do is to advance the kingdom. You know, a lot of people, you know, look at me when they ask the minister, what do you want? But I said, it's about the kingdom of God. I said, and too many people, that's the problem. They're not becoming kingdom-minded, anything's of God. Because in order to work, have your business the way God wants you to have your business, you have to be kingdom-minded.
Mm.
Because that business is going to help promote the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And you need, a lot of people don't realize, you need finances to promote the kingdom. So, in other words, if God's giving you a business, it's not just for you. It's for other people, and it's for you to help build the kingdom of God.
You know, that's a good point, because I think I remember in the scripture where Jesus, when he sent out the disciples, he gave them a purse.
Yes.
Did he not give? Mm-hmm. He equipped them with enough to fund their work.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
I think I better look up. I'm feeling that right now. God. And here we are. Let me look that up. Y'all keep talking. I'm about to look that scripture up right now.
Praise
God. Go ahead, Fred. Fred, for some of you who just tuned in, you don't know who Fred is. We want to do a formal introduction of Mr. Fred Brooks, but he's joining our team, and we'll make the formal official announcement about Brooks on Monday. Monday show is going to be off the hook, off the chain. You don't want to miss it. But, Fred, I know you have some more to say with Kelly. And if anyone, just raise your hand, hit your number one key. I'll open up your phone line. But I got to go look this scripture up right now.
I want to ask everybody out there, what color is your sky today? What color is your sky?
What does that mean? What color is your sky? What does that mean? Sounds awesome.
What does that mean? That means, I don't want to define it for anyone, actually.
Really, my sky, I can actually say it's sunny. It's looking bright.
Well, something's looking bright. I'm looking outside here. I've been in southern Jersey, and it's gloomy outside.
Mm.
My sky is clear. My sky is clear because I can see. I can see clearly. I can see what God wants to do in my life. I can see the weather. The weather doesn't dictate who we are or what we are, or where we're going, what we do. You know, a lot of times people let the weather dictate, oh, I'm not going to go out today because it's rainy or it's cloudy. But the weather doesn't stop anything.
That's right.
Weather actually brings emotions. And we know we don't live by emotion. We don't make decisions emotionally. So if you let the weather stop you, you know, depending on what part of the country you live in, you may never have a business.
Mm-hmm.
Because half the time it may be raining or snowing or cold.
That's right.
You know,
okay.
So when you look out.
Oh, hold it. I got to interject here. Sorry. We'll come back to the color of your day, the color of your sky. Wait a minute. Hold up. I got to correct something. No. Here's the thing. According to Luke 22 and 35, that's one of the places where the scripture is found. No. This is even better, though. This is even better. You've got to hear this loud and clear. Jesus sent them out without a purse. He didn't. So he didn't give them the money ahead of time. He didn't give them a bag or sandals. He didn't. However, he pointed out to them they lacked nothing. And so what that is saying is that that's right. God doesn't always give it to you when you start out on the journey. So for those individuals who are waiting for the big bank accounts to start your businesses. Don't do it, because he wants to prove to you, like Kelly was saying, and I think Cassandra was saying it too, he wants to prove to you, and I know, Kelly, you definitely said it on the show today, and I'm talking about Cassandra at another point. He wants to prove to you that he's the one who's going to do it. Because sometimes if we go out with all the money in the bank and all the money that we could gather up, then we could run into the risk of depending on ourselves, and thinking that is something we did. But when he sends you out, like he sent you to Arkansas to get started, or Coach Cassandra, he sent you wherever he to get started, to build a business, to build that Denise in Cleveland, building that sanctuary. We sometimes think we can't do it because we don't have anything. That's where we're making a big mistake. We got to start doing it out the money. So anyway, I just wanted to make that correction. So it's the opposite. He did not send them he sent them on purpose. Who would send you out there to start some big ministry, to some big business without a purse, without bags, without sandals, so that it said they didn't lack anything because he provided everything through other people. Get that.
Amen.
Remember, told wherever they would go, they would be received. He said the laborer was worthy of their hire. So he has people out there to help you. So get started.
Amen.
Back to you, Coach Cassandra and Coach Fred and Kelly.
Well, when you speak about Coach Cassandra, if you could talk about the principle of manna, the Lord provided manna. You know, it was for daily sustenance, and they were to be obedient and God will provide spiritual food for us, and he'll provide long-term food, daily food and long-term food. But even with manna, when he gave manna, he told them, this is for you today, and tomorrow there'll be more. But you're only supposed to eat it at a certain time. You're only supposed to do a certain thing with it. And I think that's the same principle that you're talking about, God wanting us to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to make sure that we understand that it's him that's providing for us and not us ourselves.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, he wants us to get started, and he will provide for us. And he even said, and then in the following scripture, Luke 22:36, it said, then he said unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. So that lets us know he wants us equipped. He's going to equip us. He's going to prepare us. He's going to provide for us. No more do we have to say, I can't start my business because I don't have. Those days are over. It ends today. That is shut down. That concept, that mindset is shut down. There's nothing that you can never say that again, that you can't do it because you don't have money. That day is over. You can't say it because you don't have knowledge. That day is over. You have to you have to do it anyway. You have to do it, and that's why coming into contact with this radio broadcast, Coach Cassandra, Coach Fred, Coach Lalisa, we're going to show you, and others, Minister Kelly, Coach Kelly, and others that have been on this show, we're going to show you how to do it. But you can't say that you can't do it. But what you can say is, you can say, and even Kelly said, she said, God, I don't know how to do it. You are allowed to say, I don't know how. But what you can't say is that you can't do it. I know I just said you can't, right? You can't do that. That's one thing you can't do, is say that you can't. You cannot say that. Because you're going to do it. You just don't know how yet. And that's why we're going to show you. So, if you missed the teleshow last night, listen to that. There were some instructions given. The link is ready. Just inbox me or Coach Cassandra, and we'll get you the link to the teleshow. But if you want the teleshow, let us know. But you have to inbox us for the teleshow. We can't just put it out and open on Facebook, but I will announce it's available. Anybody who wants it, they will have to. We have to send it through email. It's too big. The link is too big to just put on Facebook. But you email us, inbox us. We'll give you the email address to get a copy of it. Back to you, Coach.
Yes, awesome, awesome. I'm so glad that you have the opportunity to go back in the archives and hear all of the different shows every day. Kelly, I want to ask you another question. I know you're going to have to leave at the top of the hour. What do you feel people will be able to receive as a result of coming to this expo? What will be the takeaway? What can we hope to, and how are you going to have this set up? Are you going to have speakers, different speakers come in and maybe say what your theme is? Is the flyer on your page for the Business Expo?
Yes. The theme God gave me is water walkers, meaning we walk by faith, because this is a faith walk that I'm doing and launching out into. And one thing God said, we're doing workshops. We are going to have speakers doing workshops, depositing wisdom, the knowledge and the understanding, things that you don't even realize takes a vital part in your business, in your ministry, and being unified, your friendship, your family. We're going to be doing workshops with families, dealing with, your children, how to overcome your obstacles in your life. laying the foundation, you know, the ministry, what a ministry might be going through, getting that solid foundation. And most of all, God is saying he's ordering divine connections at this event. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm just doing it because through this, God has already strategically given me divine connections that I would have never in any other way can I have imagined. But the speakers, we have Apostle Vonner Horton coming in from North Carolina. We have Minister Yakina Marie Duff from Birmingham, Alabama. We have Bishop Dickie L. Robinson coming in from Chester, Pennsylvania. We have so many guest speakers. We have a speaker, Dr. Grover Evans from Little Rock, and we have several people coming in to speak during the workshops. We have Pastor Wilm and Sandra Thomas speaking from Jacksonville, Arkansas. So it's going to be many speakers coming in. And then that Saturday evening, God told me to end it in a concert. So people will be coming. He's strategically placing people for the concert. We're waiting for one more person to respond. But right now we have a Cassandra Stewart coming in, a recording artist, and a gentleman by the name of Young Izzy coming in. So right now, God is just strategically, and we also have the final goodbye coming in from Dallas, Texas. So God is strategically placing people for assignment for this conference, and I believe lives will never be the same because they need to be strategically planted in certain areas of ministry and states for such a time as this.
Wow, this is so awesome. I am so glad you're sharing. Give us those dates. You have a website, contact information before you go, Kelly.
Yes, it will be July 17th to the 19th. It will begin at 8 a.m. My husband will be preparing a continental breakfast for everyone in attendance. It will be from, he will be preparing lunch also, and then all the way up until that evening, service begins at 7. So you have that time between 3 and 7 to relax, to do sleep, because it's going to be an awesome event that God is doing. Also, it will be at the National Guard Armory. I have pictures on the Facebook page where you will be able to see the location, the hotel that you can, you know, the preference hotel that I have put up, but there's also hotels all around. Oh, my God, it's just so much. Info at onewordministry.com. You can email us there. And also, like I said before, at www.onewordministries.com. All the information is there also.
Well, listen, you're going to definitely have to finish your flyers, put them on our pages. We want
yes.
to support you. We want to applaud you, what you're doing, because I think it's so important that ministry and business in the marketplace has a marriage. And
yes.
God wants us to prosper and be successful and encourage one another to go to the next level and to do the
Amen.
Next thing. So I applaud what you're doing, woman of God, you and your husband. And I'm telling you, if there's any way that I can come, I would love to come to that event. It sounds like it's just
Amen.
Going to be wonderful. So I'm going to see what I'm able to do. But, yeah, folks, you want to reach out to Kelly Wilfer Turner. You want to be empowered and equipped to go to the next level, whether you're just dreaming about doing something. She's going to show you the skills, give you the tips, the tactics, the strategies to be successful so that you can be all that you were called to be. And I'm telling you, you know, whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, come on board. Hey, there's something for everyone. There's something for everyone. God wants you to be successful, and he allows these opportunities to come forth to let you see that, yes, I am for you, okay? I am for
Amen.
You. because with God, all things are possible. And so with that saying, Kelly, do you have some closing words, maybe a short prayer for us, whatever you feel like is on your heart these last 2 to 3 minutes? We're going to give you the floor and then turn it back over to us, and we'll have to have you come back again.
Sounds great. I'm going to just pray for those who are listening. Father God, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you have said you have formed us in our mother's womb. You knew us before time. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every gift, every talent that you deposited within us, which is seed to produce a harvest for your glory, Lord God, will manifest it in the natural. I thank you, Father God, those, Father God, who are lacking finances, I ask you, Father God, to start their business, Lord God. Give them the strategic strategies that they need, Father God, that they hear clearly and they hear accurately. They move only when you tell them to move, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that they will do everything that you have equipped for them to do in this last day. I thank you, Father God, that everything, Father God, that you set their hands to is blessed. And it shall prosper. I thank you, Father God, that as they launch out, Lord God, they remember it is you who given them the power to get wealth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank
amen.
You so much. And among the coaches, I'm so glad that you came on. And we appreciate you. And, again, you can contact Kelly at onewordministries@com, right, woman of God?
Amen, yes, yes.
Okay, awesome. And she's got that awesome expo, business expo. What are you titled? What is the name of the expo?
God calls it the Water Walkers Conference and Expo.
Woo-wee, the Water Walkers Conference. My gosh, y'all ready to walk on the water? Because you know that's what's getting ready to happen. I know I'm a water walker.
Yes, it is.
I am ready. You know, sometimes we get in the water, we just get our big toe wet, and
God,
he beckons to come and get your whole foot wet, and then the water comes up to your ankles, and you're like, oh, God, I don't know if I can handle anymore. He said, come on out to the deep. Let the water come up to your knees and then up your thighs and then up to your waist. And you're saying, oh, my God, okay, I can do this, God. And then he challenges us to come out some more up to you.
And then
the water's up to your shoulders and then it's up to your mouth. And you're like, oh, God, what can I do? He says, start swimming.
But this is what he says.
Yes.
And I'm going to say that this is what he says. And when you see yourself submerging, he says, do not look at what's going on around you. Keep walking.
Come on now. Ooh-wee. That's the only way you're going to be a water walker. You know, there's a song that a singer sings, and it says, come on and walk on the water with me. Come on and walk on the water with me. You will not fail. You will not fail. But it's about getting out and believing that God's going to catch us. And I've had it happen so many times before. But we definitely want you to put those flyers on our site, and we're going to send them out. We want to pack the house out. So we applaud you, and we are going to be praying for your success, woman of God. So
you
be blessed.
So
thank you so much for coming on. You have
Thanks
an
for
awesome
having me.
Day. Yes. And back to you, Coach Larissa or Coach Fred. Take it away.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I wanted to speak to something real quick. It's about our self-sabotaging ways. I'm speaking as a coach now and speaking to all those who are listening. You know, we have a way of sabotaging ourselves when we're trying to start a business, when we're trying to be good parents, when we're going to school, when we're doing a lot of things. So we get used to our self-sabotaging ways. We tell ourselves we can't do it. We tell ourselves we don't have enough money. We don't have enough time. We and we learn these things over time, and it's hard to address that by yourself because you're so used to telling yourself the self-sabotaging things. That's one of the reasons you need a coach. A coach can help you walk through those things, those self-sabotaging ways, give you strategies to speak to those things, and help you come out of those so you can move your life forward. So as a coach, that's what we do. We take you from where you're at and move you forward in life. And one of those forward-moving things is moving you out of those self-sabotaging ways so you can get the fulfillment in your life that you need. I'm done.
That is so true. That is so true. That self-sabotage, and that thing is so deep and dastardous, and it can really creep up on a person and be in a person's life and doing some serious damage, and people don't even, let alone know what to do with it, don't even realizing that it's happening. And so I totally agree with you on that, Coach Fred, that that's a great reason that you owe it to yourself to work with a coach. And here's the thing, coaching today is so affordable. Put it like this, if you can afford a cup of Starbucks every day, for many people, this is their daily routine, is to deal with, is to get a cup of, and I'm just using Starbucks as an example, because, of course, you could get a cup of White Castle's coffee, for that matter. Anybody's coffee you're buying today is going to cost you $4 or $5. And so you add that up over time, you know, in a week, you know, you're talking about $35 or so in a 1 week. So imagine 4 weeks a month, you're talking about over $100 a month for something that is actually just masking the deeper problem, or that's keeping you from dealing with the root of the what could be causing that feeling of stress. Now, if a person's just drinking coffee, for instance, or smoking just for the glamour of it, just it feels good, okay, that's one thing. But there could be, not necessarily, some other issues that are deeper that you just want to uncover. And here's the thing, you don't have to give up coffee forever. Just imagine if you're spending $100 on coffee, just give it up for 3 months. Give it up for 3 months, work with a coach, and get down and uncover some things that could have plagued you for a lifetime. A 3 month investment. You know,
that is
something
true.
That can plague you for a lifetime. Go back to you, Coach Fred.
That is so true, Coach Lisa. And think about it, folks that are listening in, you can't afford not to have a coach. When you think about where your life is, if you look at your life and you look back to last year and some of the same things that you may have been going through, maybe you wanted to lose weight, let's say, and you decided to get a gym membership 2 years ago. And right now, you're still at that weight over 2 years. What would you have paid to know that if you knew that 3 months from now you could be on the way to losing that weight, being more fulfilled, happier, what's the cost of that? Versus knowing next year you're going to be at the same place mentally in your life and not losing the weight. What is the cost of that? There's no cost of that. I've had clients who said, If in 3 months, if I see the improvement, there's nothing I wouldn't pay for you to be my coach. And they saw that improvement. You know, so you can't afford not to. Would you rather stay in the same place year after year after year, wishing that you had done something? Or would you rather just get it done and move forward with your life? And what's the cost of that? For some, it's immeasurable. For some, it's just immeasurable.
I know. That's why many of us who offer coaching, we offer it on a money-back guaranteed system because we know that you're going to get the results that you want. We know that. Why? Why do we know? Because it's happened for every other person and it's happened for us. I know when I first got my first coaching, I was amazed. And I was a person who I thought I was a motivational speaker. I was already into empowerment and development. I was already into transforming and transitioning out of one way of living to another one. But it was something about coaching that, like Coach Fred is saying and Coach Cassandra is saying, there's something about things that are you're blind to, that self-sabotage. Here's another thing that I learned through coaching that was amazing to me, was about those limiting beliefs, our belief systems. And sometimes we don't know all there is to know about that, because our beliefs first come to us from like around the tender age of, 6 months old, maybe even younger probably. But we start to believe based on what our parents and our surroundings teach us. Yeah, back to you, Coach. Hello?
Yes.
Back to you. No, I was saying back to you. I didn't know if you had another question about that, but
oh, no, I didn't. I was done.
Yeah. So there's
I like talking about pricing and coaching, because people always say, how much does it cost? How much does it cost? And you got to count the cost in more ways than money. You know, you have to look at investing in yourself. People go out and they'll get their hair done every 2 weeks. And I guess I say that because mostly I see a lot of women come to coaching. But men will go out and get a haircut. You know, buy a pair of shoes. You know, do some things, gamble money away. You know, go out to the bar. You can go out to the bar and drop $75 to $100 on a Friday night on happy hour. Why wouldn't you invest that money in yourself to give yourself more of a lifetime of pleasure than a moment's pleasure? Why wouldn't you do that? You have to ask yourself that question. Why do I invest money in temporary pleasure instead of something that's going to benefit my life for a lifetime? Why do I do that? Is it peer pressure? Is it my value system? Again, other things that coaches can help you with, assessing what your values are and how to live true to your values, because when you do that, your life becomes more fulfilled and you have more fun. So things you have to consider when you're talking about cost and coaching. It's not how much it costs, it's how much is not going to cost. You know, what's the cost factor that's not going to happen for you?
Mm-hmm.
And for most coaches that I know, it's not about the money. It's about they have found their purpose. I know for me, knowing that I'm purposed in what I do, it's more the joy of seeing someone go from where they are to where they want to be. And it's not
yes.
so much about the money. You know, it's about
yes.
the delight of leading someone through transitions. I know for me, for example, and I know a lot of coaches who have a sliding scale for their clients. They have a sliding scale. And for some of you coaches out there, I wanted to hesitate to say this one, but I'll release it with one of my little secrets. But one of the things I have is I have scholarships. I have two scholarship programs for my clients. So I make it affordable and I make it available. I just need my clients to make the investment in themselves, and I'll make it work for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about me. It's not about the money. It's about my God-given purpose and what I can help people do and where I can help them go. And for most coaches, I believe that's what it's about. So don't look at the money. Look at the investment in yourself, what you want to do to give yourself a fuller life, you know, start your own business, be a better parent, live your life through the values that Christ has set for you rather than the values of the world. Just making decisions. Some people have problems making decisions. You know, which color car do I pick? For some, you wouldn't believe, that's a decision that will wreck their brain for months. You know, so decision-making processes, transferable skills of communication. If you're wondering, you know, you're having problems communicating with your spouse, your boyfriend, you know, someone in your life, get with a coach, because a coach specializes in communication skills. Those skills are transferable. You will learn those skills and learn how to be a more effective and better communicator. There's a lot of reasons to hire a coach, and it's not about problems. It's not about problems all the time, folks. So And if you're a coach or if you want to be a coach, you need to understand that, that coaching is not always about helping people with their problems. It's about successful people. It's about leading people to their future.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're down to the last 20 seconds of the show. Coach Cassandra, it's been awesome. Coach Fred, it's been amazing. We thank our powerful, powerful guest today. What a powerful testimony and story and encouragement. Miss Kelly Loper Turner, you can find her on Facebook. You can find her at onewordministries.com. Coach Cassandra, you can find Coach Cassandra here on Facebook. You can find Coach Fred Brooks on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Twitter. We can find us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can find us. You can find us if you need us. We're here, ready to have those discussions. Yes.
And Coach Lisa, I want to tell everyone to have a super califragilistic expialidocious day, baby. Make it pop.
Boom.
Make it happen.
Boom.
This is your day. Go out and conquer the earth to make it fruitful and multiply. You can do it. Back to you, Coach.
That's it. If you had a comment or whatever, you know, in order to make your comment, you have to raise your hand, so you have to hit your number one key, and we'll know that you're ready to speak and in the future. Just always remember that. If you want to say something after the guest has spoken, you have a question or comment, please let us know. Let us know how the coaching is working for you. We know some of you are getting your coaching right here in the mornings on the broadcast, but for those of you who this isn't enough and you need more, you need to go on and contact us. You can contact either one of us or all three of us, or you can contact myself or Coach Cassandra, and we'll be willing to work with you. Fred, he also has coaching. You can work with Fred. Every coach does something a little bit different. Every coach is a little different. No two coaches are the same. No, understand that. No two coaches are the same. That's why as many people as want to be a coach can, because no two are the same. And so just like no two people are the same, so everybody's going to work with one person or another, no matter how great that person is. So always keep that in mind. So we're Coach Cassandra and myself, we're not competing. We never have to worry, never have to compete. We're not competing with Coach Fred. We don't ever have to do that. Why? Say it again. Because we're all different. We're all different. Every coach is different. D-I-F-F-E-R-E-N-T. I don't care if we look alike, sound alike, spell our names alike, go to the same store and shop, got the same coaching books. I don't care. We're all different. Okay, so it's just like when they tried to do separate but equal. They said the very fact that it's separate, it can't be equal because it's already separate. But we're all different. The very fact that we're individuals, we got to be different. And so, you know, not everybody's going to work with the, you know, with the same person. So, you know, you have to see which. That's why we want to you different coaching styles. You can choose the coach you feel is right for you. That's why we were glad to partner with Coach Fred. He has a different style. He has different training, different life experience, different work experience, different educational levels. We all are different. So rest assured, okay? So
Coach,
I just wanted to...
if I may say to the audience listening, you know, as coaches, we don't compete against each other. We talked about this a little bit yesterday because in your life, in your journey, God has purpose and plan for you, for everyone. And in your purpose and plan, and as you move ahead on your journey, God has placed people in your path to be there for you. So you will discern your coach. Something will resonate with you and someone that's your coach. So you don't have to ever worry about that because there's always somebody for you.
God has fixed it. And here's how we coaches work, all of us. That's why we train coaches on how to be coaches, because here's what we know as trained coaches is that. you may start out with me, and things may not work out. I'll transfer you over to Coach Cassandra or Coach Fred, and vice versa. When I was getting my coaching that I was paying for, and I was paying a pretty penny, my coach could no longer work with me, and it wasn't so much that we didn't get along, but that she had another obligation that was bigger than what the time she could spend with me, but she didn't leave me hanging. She transitioned me over into one of her partner coaches, and we just kept going. So that's the other benefit as well. You know, if one of us ever couldn't fulfill a session or sessions, then we work together. That's why partnering is powerful in businesses. That's the businesses that succeed. I don't care if it's Procter & Gamble, IBM, Delta Airlines. I don't care if it's Dunkin' Donuts, for that matter. Any successful business, I don't care if it's Nike sneakers, Air Jordans. Any successful business, they have partners. That's the Marriott hotels, any of them. That's how they got big. People who don't partner, not going to grow as fast or as wide. You have to partner. That's how you grow. That's been my biggest coaching, teaching, and business teaching to entrepreneurs that I've been teaching entrepreneurs for the past 5 years. That's been my biggest teaching, is growth and expansion comes through partnering and collaboration. Now, you do have to be careful about who you partner or you collaborate with, because some people, just like in the church, the Word of God says some people came in for destruction. Okay? So I'm not saying to go out there and partner with anybody and everybody, but you have to be selective about who you partner with. I'm very selective about who I partner with, but I will partner. And this is demonstrated and through this broadcast. But when you partner, you will automatically grow. It's automatic. It's automatic when you partner. So some of you have been with this show long enough just to even see that demonstrated here, how this show has grown when we partnered with Coach Cassandra. And now you're going to see another level now that we've partnered with Fred. So that's what I wanted to finish with. Just want to get that out there to people. So go out and start the...
Lisa, can I share something real quick before you leave?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I want to share my experiences. I shared the experience about the parking lot yesterday. But today, this one, real quick, I was walking my dog 2 days ago, and I've been kind of waiting for my income tax to come back, because I did my income tax and I did a couple other people's income tax, and theirs have already come back, but mine hasn't. So a little angst there. Because I have some things coming up next Monday that need to be done, need to be taken care of with that money. So I'm waiting, I'm waiting, I'm waiting. And I walked the dog 2 days ago, and I see a lady, and she's waiting for her child who's playing basketball. So I turn around, and I just speak to her. We begin talking. An hour later, I find out that she's a pastor. Her husband is also a pastor. And she's telling me some things. We got into a conversation, and she's telling me God has abundance. And he's going to bless you over, and you have to believe that he has an abundance for you. And he's going to do more than you think he can do. So I don't know what I'm telling this to, but God has that abundance for you, and he's ready to do exceedingly more than what you can even think he's going to do. But as we're sitting here talking, I'm on the computer, and I see a message that says, your refund is on the way, and it should be here within the next business day. And it just made my soul glad to understand and to say to someone, you need to wait. You need to learn to wait on the Lord. And it doesn't matter, as a guest said today, it doesn't matter what's going on around you, what everybody else is getting, what's happening for everybody else. You need to wait on the Lord for his time. So that's what I wanted to share for today.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good, Coach Fred. Thank you so much for those stories. So, again, you know, everybody adding something a little different. God knew we needed these little stories on this show. So don't ever hesitate to share your stories, Coach Fred. We love them. They are great examples They're great examples, and we so thank you and appreciate you for that. So everyone, don't forget, Coach Cassandra told us what kind of day to have. I don't care how much it's raining. I don't care if it's storming. I don't care if the sun is shining, because your day starts with what's going on the inside of you. So brighten it up, whatever you need to do, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. We have another powerful guest. And don't forget to inbox us, hashtag your comments about the show and our things that people have said, things that have resonated with you, things that have inspired you or motivated you, hashtag on Facebook, hashtag AAE show, or you can hashtag power your possibilities. If you want to see some of the comments from last night, you got to go to hashtag power up your possibilities teleshow, and you can, and it'll be like you were right there in the teleshow with us, because there are many hashtags there from our four dynamic speakers. It was awesome. If you missed it, you missed a lot. You missed a lot. But don't forget, if you want to get a copy, inbox us. Get us your inbox, either one of the three of us, your email, and they'll get it to me, and I'll get that out to you. Thank you again, everyone. Be back tomorrow. Don't stop getting up. Ain't no stopping you now. You're on the move. You're on the move. This has been Coach Cassandra, Coach Fred, and Coach LaLisa. Have a great day. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
We don't have any we don't have any going away music. I might make Cassandra sing. Cassandra, you might have to sing Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Go ahead, Cassandra, hit it. Hey, girl, hit it. You a singer? Hit it.
How about come on and walk on the water with me? Come on and walk on the water with me. Yes, come on and walk on the water with me. You will not fail. Yeah, it's kind of early. You will not fail. That's the point. You will not fail. Come on and walk on the water with God. Be a water walker. All right?
Water walk.
Be a water walker. We can do
that's
this.
The water. And if you're in New Jersey, you're going to get an opportunity because it's raining out there. You're going to walk on water for free. But you can do it. Walk on water with me. So anyway, we're going to walk on some water. You can see Coach Cassandra is the singer of the team, y'all. Yeah. But we're going to walk on water. And I know because Coach Cassandra can't wait till we get the TV, y'all. She can't wait. So you know what? We're going to let Coach Cassandra walk on that water because that's her water. That's part of her water is the TV. So Coach Cassandra, we're going to help you walk on that water, girl.
Come on now. Hey, I'm out there. I'm out there now. You done put me out there. Come on and sing. You are a wild woman for God.
Walk. Go walking. Talk your dog. So, yes. Well, we're excited. Ain't no telling what we might do today now that we know we're water walkers, baby. Listen. What? Yesterday we found out that we were leaping with we were taking a radical leap last night. Today we're walking on water. Listen. Next thing you know, we're gonna be flying. I guess the person to come on tomorrow gonna tell us how to fly. We're leaping, we're walking on water. I bet you watch. If tomorrow that person talk about flying, I'm just gonna fall out. After you walk on water, ain't nothing left to do but to fly. Come on. You know,
I got a whole group of my people that follow me that need the information on the show. I need that forwarded to my Facebook so that I can post it on my wall.
All right now. Do it.
They want to hear about what's going on.
What you say? I told you, expansion, another level. Going to another level, y'all. Expansion. Partner with somebody. Partner up. See the people that are going the same way you going and grab hold of them and say, hey, you going the same way anyway. Let's partner.
That's right.
Join forces. Fred was already going in this way. We stopped him. He wasn't going that way. We said, hey, you come on over here, go to Coach Cassandra was already going this way. She was already going this way. She already had a television show. She was already doing coaching. Said, okay, let's hook up together. You got to find people that's going the way you're going, talking to, listen, the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? Come on now.
Absolutely.
In agreement. He said, if two touch and agree as asking anything, it shall be done. That's
all
why
right.
You want to be with people. If two touching and agree as in asking anything, ask for whatever you want. If you touch and agree, it shall be done. That's why you want to be with
all
people
right.
in agreement. That's why couples who are married, when they get in agreement, listen to me, when they get in agreement, two people married, they're going to get whatever they want. Two business partners, any two or three, touch and agree, they're going to get what they want.
Absolutely.
Amen.
I'll ask you, coaches, what quote has been the biggest inspiration for your coaching practice?
The biggest inspiration for me has been, despise not small beginnings.
Oh.
That has that inspires me on so many levels.
Wow. That's nice.
That's the one for me. Coach Cassandra may have had to jump off, but that's the one for me.
Okay.
I could tell you what inspired her to me, probably, is when she heard the Holy Spirit tell her, have a supercalifragilistic life. Look, expialidocious life, baby. Not day, but life. Let your whole life be super.
You know what, Coach Melissa, we're going to have to do a Friday comedy hour because you are hilarious. Fred, I hope you do some comedy. We need to do a comedy day for business people because we need to laugh.
Coach Cassandra,
all I got is jokes.
Wait a minute, you got to hear this. Coach Cassandra, people tell me that all the time. My students, when I preach, I have such a serious face. Such a serious voice. Afterwards, people say, but you were so funny. I'm like, but so therefore, I never know what I say that's funny because I'm not saying, I don't consider myself saying stuff in a funny manner.
Yeah.
But I told one girl I was going to hire her to follow me around and write down every time I say something funny, then I could have a list of stuff to use in my comedy hour. But that is the truth, though, Coach Cassandra. You know. That was your greatest joy when the Lord said to you, Cassandra, have a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious life. I knew you were still listening.
I'm just trying to imagine God saying that to me, okay? I'm just trying to get there and trying to tap into that.
Girl, you know he told you that. Why you think you having it? You know you having a Girl, you know you having a Coach Cassandra, anybody who knows you, they know I'm, you know, people say, why do you call yourself a prophet? What's prophetic about you? Anybody who knows you know that that's prophetic right there.
Yeah, okay, you've done it. You broke the record, Coach Louise. So we've got to do comedy. Can we do comedy this Friday or next Friday? What do you have planned for Friday? Let's do comedy. I mean, we can still take businesses coming in, but in between you and Fred and me, we'll be, you know, bringing our best with the jokes on Friday. How about if we do that?
Well, remember
Fred,
now.
Bring it, baby, bring it.
How about I know I will be willing to do this, a free hour of coaching for whoever brings the best comedy relief.
Oh, I like that, Fred.
Oh, okay.
You told you we were
going to
grow with Fred.
Friday.
I knew it. I like it. I like Fred. Fred, you
that
know what? We got to. Wow, Fred, you're awesome. I'm putting that on Facebook. You know, now what's now? I'm the quickest Facebooker out there.
I did that yesterday, 2 days ago. I had a client that canceled, so I went on Facebook and I offered between 2 and 3 o'clock for the first two people they called in. I offered a free half an hour of coaching.
Wow!
Oh, I love it.
I had about
10
calls. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're going to do that.
People out there who are listening in and people out there who are looking in on Facebook that want to try coaching, but they're skeptical. I don't want to pay the money. I don't know. This guy's going to try to tell me what to do. I don't know what this is about. My own insecurities. Maybe I know this person, and I don't want to feel like he knows my business. But when they can get it free and bring their own agenda, it may work that they suggest it to someone else. Just out of what they do, and then they may take coaching. So I did meet a couple new people, and I actually gained one new client that way.
All right,
awesome. You're a shaker and a mover. What do you mean on your show? You have a radio show too, Fred?
No, I don't have a radio show. Did I say on my show?
Yeah, you did. I'm like, okay, you speak in faith, man of God.
That's
all right, we're going to be on your show.
I'm visionary anyway, but that's prophetic.
Hey, that's what you said. Did you hear that, Cousin Lisa? You speak in faith.
I heard something.
Mm-hmm.
I heard.
Hey,
you
know what? That'd be pretty cool. We could all have a show and take turns being on each other's show, have Coach Elisa have a comedy day, have Fred come on and do a coaching day. I love it. Let's get and meet the masses.
I do have a presence on a couple other Blog Talk radio shows, one out of California.
Okay, well, maybe that's why we said that.
Yeah, and maybe we can do some
let's do that, like cross-pollinating. Let's do it. Let's do it, man of God. Come on, let's boogie. Boogie with Vengeance. Boogie with our coaches. Boogie, boogie. Uh-oh, it's time to go. That means it's time to go, Fred, when you start hearing this.
Okay. Ain't no stopping us now. All right, boom. I'm signing off because I have work to do.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And then